Gray Bruce Public Health confirmed one local case of measles in an unvaccinated child in the region. Lab testing confirmed the diagnosis, and a news release from Public Health states the patient and other members of the household are isolating at home. Gray Bruce Public Health has been in contact with the family and relevant healthcare partners and managing this situation since we received the report of measles-related symptoms, said Dr. Ian Ara, the medical officer of health for Gray Bruce Public Health, in a news release. We are grateful to the affected family for their efforts to maintain isolation and protect the public while awaiting test results. At this point in our investigation, we believe the risk of transmitting the virus from this case to others has been well contained. According to the health unit, contact tracing was done with the patient and their household, but the public health is not issuing exposure warnings for any public places. The case is the only household member who had not received a measles vaccine. No other family members have developed measles symptoms, states the news release. The case is not travel-related and is likely linked to the ongoing, multi-jurisdictional measles outbreak in southern Ontario. Gray Bruce Public Health offered the following information about measles. The risk of acquiring measles in Gray Bruce remains low, particularly for people vaccinated against the virus. Vaccination is the best defense against measles. The efficacy of a single dose of a measles-containing vaccine is estimated to be 85% to 95%. With a second dose, efficacy is almost 100%. Measles is an airborne illness that can live in the air and on surfaces for up to 2 hours. The virus can spread easily to others when an infected person coughs, talks, or sneezes, and another person breathes in the virus particles. Symptoms of measles typically begin 7 to 21 days after exposure. They can include high fever, cold-like symptoms, cough, runny nose, sore eyes, and sensitivity to light. About 3 to 7 days after symptoms begin, a rash typically appears. The rash looks like red spots and blotchy patches that start on the face then spread down the body, arms, and legs. People with measles can be infectious from 4 days before to 4 days after the rash begins. As part of Ontario's publicly funded vaccine schedule, children should receive a measles vaccine at 1 year of age and a second dose of a measles-containing vaccine between the ages of 4 and 6. Vaccination is also publicly funded for adults if they have never had measles or been fully vaccinated. Adults born before 1970 are generally presumed to have acquired natural immunity to measles. However, susceptible healthcare workers, travelers to destinations outside of Canada, and military personnel should have received 2 measles vaccines, regardless of year of birth. The Ministry of Health also advises the following for people who live in or plan to visit an area experiencing a measles outbreak, which currently includes Huron, Perth, Grand Erie, Haldimand, Norfolk, Brant County, Brantford, and Southwestern, Oxford, Elgin, St. Thomas, public health areas. Infants aged 6 to 11 months should receive 1 dose of a measles vaccine. 2 doses are still required after 1 year of age to achieve full immunity. Children aged 1 to 4 who have received 1 dose of a measles-containing vaccine should receive their second dose as soon as possible, but at least 4 weeks after their first dose. Adults born after 1970 who have received only 1 dose of a measles vaccine should receive a second dose. While most people who contract measles recover without treatment in 2 to 3 weeks, the virus can be more severe for infants, pregnant people, and those with compromised immune systems. Measles may cause complications, such as pneumonia, brain swelling, encephalitis, or seizures, and, in rare cases, death. Individuals who suspect they may have measles and need medical care are advised to call ahead before visiting a doctor, clinic, or hospital so they can take appropriate precautions. More information about measles is available at GBPH's measles webpage, the Ministry of Health's measles webpage, and Health Canada's measles webpage.